This month, a play that began its life in the Australian Theatre for Young People's Rebel Theatre is coming back, and this time to the stage of the Sydney Opera House as the first stop in a national tour. It's called Saplings, and it's billed as a collection of hilarious and heartbreaking stories born from workshops with young people experiencing the youth justice system. Here's a little bit of the original Rebel Theatre production of Saplings.
I wasn't there because I wanted to be. I was there because I had to be. Nowhere else was open. I thought I could just go in, go out, no one noticed me. This is all because of Josh. Yeah, if he hadn't have eaten my noodles, I wouldn't be here. Josh, yeah, that's my stepbrother. Well, there was only one packet left in the whole house, and he knew they were mine. He knew not to touch them. Those were my noodles. But he looks at me and goes, what else am I supposed to eat?
Saplings was written by Hannah Balansky, who also received the prestigious 2025 Balnaves Aboriginal and Torres Strait Fellowship at Belvoir Street Theatre. Hannah, welcome to Sunday Extra.
Hello.
So, Hannah, how did Saplings come about?
Well, I was approached by ATYP in 2023 to write a play about young people in conflict with Australia's law and justice system. It's new kind of territory for me to write in this sort of style. Like, I went and did all these workshops with young people around Sydney, went out to Moree, been into Ruby, the youth detention centre. And so I was born out of these workshops. They're fictional stories, but yeah, speaking to the truth of the experience of young people that are involved in the system right now.
So tell us about the workshops. How did they work and what did you draw from them?
Well, I went into the workshops with a facilitator from ATYP, and the goal was more that they would, you know, we came up with some activities and things that we would do to sort of stimulate conversation and get to know the young people and make them feel comfortable talking to us and sharing their experiences. So we had all these like different games that we'd play, and it was very clear pretty much immediately once we got in there that all that went out the window. We would not be doing following the script that we thought we'd be doing. And it was really just like eating pizza, shooting hoops, sitting around talking and just really spending time with young people and getting to know them better. And yeah, and they were sharing a lot about their lives and, you know, what's important to them. And I guess one of the questions that was important to ask was, what would you want people to know? Because that's kind of the point of the play, is to give voice to young people whose experiences don't get shared. And so it's like, what's something you think people don't get about you, or what do you want people to know? And that's actually quite a big question to ask. And a lot of the time they didn't really have an answer to that, like in a succinct way, but it sort of emerged through spending time with them, but it's actually about being listened to. And that's kind of what the goal of the play is as well, is to honour those voices. And for me, it was like to be as honest as possible about the difficulties of the situations that these young people are in and how complicated it all is, really.
So I get from what you've said that Saplings is like a sort of artistic filtration of all the real life stories that you heard. But
yeah,
could you give us a bit of a sense of some of the experiences and situations that the people in the workshops told you about that you've then processed into Saplings?
Yeah. For instance, spending an afternoon at the youth centre, and one young person would come in and they've spent the entire day at court, and what that was like. A lot of waiting around, or a lawyer didn't show up, or what a day could be like when you're going through that system. One day we went in and the young people were dealing with grief because one of their friends had died a year ago in an altercation with the police. And those sort of experiences shared. One young person I spoke to was about to go and see his mother, who was getting out of prison after 4 years, and he hadn't seen her the whole time. Spent a whole afternoon there talking about like everything else, movies they're watching and their friends, what they do with their friends, wanting to hang out, and then just would randomly drop these really quite full-on things that they're going through. And you'd just be like, oh my God. Sometimes you wouldn't even be able to tell. Another experience as well was going into the prison at Reby and just seeing what an afternoon would be like in there. It's pretty hard to leave at the end and just see all these young people in jail. It just was very wrong. And some of them were just like so funny and polite, and it's like really hard to believe. I'd be like, why are you here? Yeah, it's quite confronting.
So what's the form of the play Saplings that people will see?
Well, it's a collection of stories in that it's not just one storyline that you'll follow. It captures a breadth of the experience of lots of different young people going through the system, whether that's experiencing house arrest, going through court, currently in jail, or like coming out at the end. So it's all different experiences captured, and it's a collection of stories. So they're all vignette style, and it's like reading a book of short stories, but in a play.
Who's it performed by?
So we've got Malian Blair, Danny Howard, Sam Harmon, and Talia Blackman-Karawa. It's an amazing cast. I literally just came from the first rehearsal and seeing them all, reading the text and hearing it, I'm really excited. I'm very lucky to have them in my play.
Is the 2026 production the same as the original production from, I think, 2024, was it?
It's a new cast, so that's why I was, you know, quite excited to hear these new voices speaking the text today. Returning cast member is Malian Blair, so he was in the last season, but the three other actors are all new to the project. Very exciting. It's pretty amazing because it's very rare to have a new Australian play have a return season in Australia. I'm so happy that not only is this being seen again in Sydney, but it's being seen at the Opera House and then going around the country. I feel, you know, all those young people that I spoke to, it's great to know that their stories are being seen by more than one audience and around the country.
What sort of response did Saplings get the first time? I mean, obviously it was good because it's coming back, but I'd be interested to hear what you felt about the way the work came out on stage and the way it was received by audiences.
It was such a positive response, the first season in 2024. I'm not sure what I expected, but I was really blown away by just so many people responding to it. And one of the biggest surprises was just like how funny it is. I really wanted to include the lightness and the playfulness and how funny the young people were that I spoke to. I really wanted that captured in the play. But I think people are surprised because I think when you hear that it's a play about young people in conflict with the law, you have certain expectations for what that play might be like, but it's a lot more funny than you would imagine.
Hannah, have any of the people who were part of the workshops had a chance to either see or somehow experience the finished product of Saplings?
Yeah, we actually had people from the workshops at the first season. It was so amazing seeing all these like teenage boys in the front audience, like at the theatre, and just loving it. And it meant so much to me for them to be like, oh, it's so relatable. And I was so glad because I would have felt pretty shamed. They were like, this old person can't write, you know, hasn't got it right. So it was really great that they were relating to it and enjoying it. And then also the work has gone into the prisons as well. So one of the cast members in the current show, Danny Howard, just finished going into some centres and performing some of the monologues for young people who are currently in prison at the moment. Apparently, like, I mean, I wasn't there for that, but young people who are like really shy and usually quite reserved, like getting up and doing the monologue themselves, which is just really amazing to hear that they're responding to it.
Sounds like this new cast is going to have to keep its act up pretty sharply because there's a lot of potential potential other performers there.
I know, right?
I mean, critics are obviously an important part of the reception of a play, but it sounds like in this particular case for Saplings, the young people who'd been in the workshops were an absolutely critical demo and they gave it the thumbs up, which is fantastic. You mentioned the humour in Saplings. And that's interesting to hear because it does sound like very important and heavy subject matter. What do you hope is the overall sort of message or takeaway from the experience of seeing Saplings?
I guess for me, it was about humanizing the young people behind all the headlines. And I think just giving voice to these stories of how difficult the situation is for young people in conflict with the law, and it's not as clear cut as people think, and the system is often making it harder for them to live normal lives, to follow their dreams. There's a lot of trauma, and to remind people how young these people are, and just to remember that, like, they're kids and they want the same things as any other kid. Like, I think a big part of the play is that it's about friendship and belonging and the truth of these young people's lives, really.
Well, it does sound like both very important subject matter, but also a fun night out at the theatre. And it's a fun night out at the theatre that can be had not only at the Opera House, but in many different theatres around the country as part of the national tour. Hannah, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Extra to talk about Saplings.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Hannah Bielanski, writer of Saplings, which begins its national tour at the Sydney Opera House on the 13th of May, and is also heading to Queensland, Victoria, Tasmania, and the Northern Territory.
Yeah, everybody want to judge, man. Have them walk the day in my shoes.
Yeah. I'm trying to make bank, busy stacking paper. Move up out the hood, the kids are better neighbors. I'm screaming, fuck the haters and the system that has made us. Everybody quick to judge, but nobody's here to save us. I'm trying to make bank, busy stacking paper. Move up out the hood, the kids are better neighbors. I'm screaming, fuck the haters and the system that has made us. Everybody quick to judge, but nobody's here to save us.
Lord, please don't judge me, the drugs be the ticket. Money's like that cash flow.
And what we're hearing there is a sample of the music from Saplings. The soundtrack was also created especially for the play by young people in the youth justice system.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.